November 20th, 2014. I'm on my way home.
Let me ask you, are you taking this lady first or me?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to save you a lot of time.
Okay. We love that.
Well, I simply know a better system than GPS or
HMU
or anything else.
Okay. You know?
Been through this. This is the market I've been shopping at for 10 years, so wherever I've lived in town, I've come to this market. And so, but from here I know the simple way.
Okay.
And that will shorten your trip as well.
Oh, good. Because I have to teach at 3.
Okay, are we ready?
We are.
All right, now make your first left turn right here.
Okay.
I never leave home without this, ever. Just in case.
Well, you don't want to stumble.
No, I meant this.
Oh! Oh.
Ever.
Cell.
No, this is my cell.
This is my radio.
My
what?
I'm an amateur radio operator.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And I never leave
home.
You're
in touch with the world.
Well, yeah. Not right now, but yeah.
Left turn here, please. And a left here.
Okay.
All the way to the end, to the stop sign. That should turn into a lovely day.
Oh, I know.
I like it here. It's nice. It's brisk in the morning, you know. It's nice during the days. The nights are cold, but they're not frigidly cold, you know.
Yeah. Although last year was a bit of an exception.
That's the way I like to sleep, you know.
Last year was a bit of an exception, though. Last year
yeah.
We had, you know, down to about 20, 27 at
yeah.
night. So I think highs were 60s, which worked out really well.
Actually, the weather in Las Vegas, and I've been around town a lot of years.
So have I.
The last 2 years... weather has been very strange.
Oh, I know.
The summers have not been at all harsh.
I don't call 117 harsh.
110 to 115.
Okay,
and
that heat wave.
We haven't had that.
We did. We had that heat wave last year. 117 and then lows of 95 for a week.
It didn't turn you
right. I don't know.
Right?
It seems to be. Yeah, you're going to make a left turn here.
Oh,
right
left turn. See, I was waiting for you to tell me. We could have been gone.
Left, no, I'm sorry. I'm...
See, I told you I was turning right.
No, you're making a right turn and I screwed up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Talk to this lady and think about something.
It's alright. We're
going
to go back. And we're going to do it the right way.
Well, just in my real easy trip, I complicated the world. Sorry about that.
No, it's alright.
That's okay. It's still going to be an easy trip. Now those cars that were there, most of them are gone.
Well,
now
it works.
Now we can probably get out there.
It works.
Well, my dear, you have to put up with me longer. Sorry
That's
about
all right.
that.
It's all right. You know, you
hey,
actually...
like it that way.
You actually sound like a friend of mine. Really? Are you an amateur radio operator by any chance?
Not an amateur. I've been professionally in radio.
I can tell. A lot of people ask me the same thing. Have you been in radio?
All right,
well,
listen,
yeah, a little bit.
Hold on a minute. Just hold on a minute. And now you're used to this, so let me tell you a story. I worked at WMBM, WGOS, Miami Beach in Florida. And I worked from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And the boss of the station, the program director, he worked from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Now, he was the boss, work any hours he'd want to work. But he worked from 2 to 6. Now, this is FM 24-hour jazz, and we picked up jazz, and it was, you know, this was in the 60s, and the Fontainebleau was big in Miami, the Doral.
Right.
You know, there was Dave Brubeck, there was Count Basie, there was, the troops were dropping by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they closed the bars at 2 o'clock. But then these folks wanted some place to come. Well, they would simply drop by the radio station.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
And they used to, and we used to pass around Chavez Regal in paper cups or a pipe of peace. And this was before marijuana was even a deal. Right,
right. Yeah.
But it's been a jazz forever, right? And they would pass this around. And do you know some of the stories I could tell you? But the best one, we had a glass window into what we call the newsroom. Okay?
Okay.
And it was someone who did an interview or read a news cast would be in, okay? A direct view to the broadcast room.
Right.
They give you a finger, your
line. On, yeah. Gotcha.
Well, during this whole period of time, again, I had an earlier show. I worked for 3 hours before the show. But when the show started, the boss's show, I never left the station. Right?
Okay.
It was a party, for God's sake. Here I have a college kid, but driving a new black Mustang convertible and always had money in my pocket.
Right.
And a nice smile on my face. I was a popular kind of guy. Now, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I had a lot of female friends. In any case, but the best story was, I was getting ready to leave Miami. I was coming back to California, and I was trying to do a demo tape.
Right.
You understand? A short demo tape.
Yeah.
It shows what you do. And, of course, I had myself introducing, records and, you know, particular sounds and doing simple interviews. Did that.
Okay.
But I also had to do a news summary. Now, understand, in those days, this was long before everything got so hyper, but back then we actually read a 5-minute news summary from the AP every hour.
Oh, nice.
Well, it was nifty. But unless you were, you know, you wanted to be particularly bizarre, I once had 50,000 gorillas plus, followed by 100,000 chimpanzees.
Oh.
Recently attacked Hanoi. However, they were overcome. And I said this in a monotone voice, we didn't get one call in.
Oh.
But as I'm doing this demo tape, now here I've been here a couple years, I got my own following, I know all the bodies, everybody gets along. Again, the bars close at 2 o'clock and the bar opens at WMWGOS.
Gotcha.
At 2 o'clock, right? And people drop by, some particularly ones that dropped by were from the 007 Go-Go Lounge. If the name doesn't set it off, this was a topless bar.